You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 13 minutes after 11 o'clock, and today we have a special treat. Slim Forsyth is here with four folks playing along with him who you'll meet throughout the hour. We're going to be talking about a special Hank Williams tribute, which is starting up this Friday night, and it's in honor of the 20th anniversary of Pittsburgh Cares. And I was mentioning off the air that I remember when these two young people wanted to start an organization called Pittsburgh Cares. And it was during its first week or two that they came on SLB to talk about this concept from Boston called Boston Cares. And they brought it to Pittsburgh to create Pittsburgh Cares. And 20 years later, it's going strong. And I'm thrilled that there's going to be a benefit for their 20th anniversary this Friday night. Let's get started with a song, though. Here, I don't think these are the Park Lane Drifters. I don't know if we have a name for this band.
Well, we do
yet.
Have a name. Oh. This is Slim Forsyth and his new Payday Loaners.
Payday Loaners?
Yes, sir. I could use a payday loan.
I like it. I like it. We'll eventually do the JB Riders or whatever that used car place is. But here's Slim Forsyth and the Payday Loaners.
There you go. And this is a Hank Williams number called Your Cheatin' Heart. Ready, loners?
Yep.
Two, a three. Your cheatin' heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Now folks, just keep singing soft and low. Your cheating heart will pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The day will come when you'll be blue, and your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Oh, that is Slim Forsyth and the Payday Loaners. And boy, it's fun to hear you guys. And they are brought, this is live. There's no, you know, no net here.
It's a blast to sing with this outfit, Larry.
I
want to tell you, we've been at it for about a year now.
And he means the people, not the clothes.
That's right.
When he says
that. All I got on today is my Duquesne Beer t-shirt.
And some pants.
Right, yes. Right.
He was quick to interject. Actually, my friend Jay pointed out to me the other day, we were talking, he says, why are they calling it Duquesne LT? And do you know why?
I do know why. Of course, they came out with their Duquesne Pilsner 2 years ago, and just recently they've got a light beer out, Duquesne LT.
Which Duquesne is, Light was already taken.
That's right. It was already taken. This is the evolution of low-calorie beer, and now I can stay even slimmer. with Duquesne LT.
Okay, now.
That's what that's all about.
Let's keep the public and public radio here.
They are the flagship sponsor of the birthday party for Pittsburgh Cares, and we're really thankful for their participation.
Yes.
And Pittsburgh Cares, you talk about having the right horses for the ride. Ever since we started putting this together in early June, they've been fabulous. It's just a delight to work with them, too. And this Friday night, September 21st, at the Lawrenceville Moose, it's going to all come together. Hank Williams tribute show all night long. We got seven bands on the bill, including me and the Payday Loaners. And we're going to do some of the Hank material that we've been working on for the big show.
Do you want to introduce the Loaners?
I'd love to. We've got what we call the gospel choir here in the middle. My mom always taught me ladies first, but for convenience, I'm going to introduce Don Bastarkey, who takes tenor and bass. On his right, from just a couple blocks from your studio, we call her the Deutschtown Diva, on alto, Waylon Jenny Saffron. This is a little different on radio. I'm used to thunderous applause after every name.
You need to be playing Mellow Yellow in the background.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Wild about
on her right, on soprano, Melissa Ippolito, and of course, if you're in my band, you got to have a nickname. We're still working on a nickname for Don. Mm-hmm. We had a nickname from his wayward past, but that's gone out of fashion. Melissa is known affectionately as our Queen Bee of the High C because of her soprano talents. And they're way over on the end there.
I'm going to give you an A on that. That's good.
An A? Okay. An A for the Bee of the C. Well, I think this next fella thought of that nickname. And
okay.
He is my strong right arm, Pittsburgh's last standing Renaissance man, the wayward Shaylord Township boy, today on Scorchin' Electric lead guitar and vocals, Big Rock. We also are going to take the stage Friday night with our drummer, Shane McGraw, our bass player, Mike Marcinko, and our trumpet player, Uptown Steve Brown. And when that whole thing gets cooking, it's a true dead ringer for something you ain't never seen.
And I see you among the people playing the Armadillas, the Stillhouse Pickers, Molly Alphabet and her country band, the Damaged Pies, and Elliot Sussman.
Well, Elliot Sussman is out on the road.
That's why I was asking. Okay.
But we put him on the sign because we weren't sure when we were putting the whole show together. Steve Bodner of the Damaged Pies is also going to be on the road. He was very helpful in the initial stages of getting this thing off the ground. Steve got a chance to play Farm Aid in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the same night as our show. He's been working with Farm Aid for 30 years.
That's great.
And he just couldn't turn it down. He may even play for Willie Nelson and Neil Young. He's playing Friday night in Hershey, PA. So he had to take that gig, which left us with still seven bands,
of
music.
And the Beagle Brothers, too, and the Iron City Slickers, who I actually don't know among all of the people here. That's the one band I don't know very well.
They're a great bunch of fellas, and they're going to turn in a nice set. I'm going to be performing not only at the very end of the night with my wondrous band, the new Payday Loaners, but right in the heart of the program, the third set is going to be me, backed up by the Stillhouse Pickers, my good bluegrass buddies, who I perform with often as well. We're also going to be joined by Scratchy Hutter on country fiddle, and that set will feature a great vocalist, Brenda Jean, on a couple of numbers. So just going to be lots of fun all night long. I can't wait to hear what these other bands have prepared. It's going to be nothing but the music of Hank Williams all night.
Well, I've been to Hank Williams tribute nights in other cities, actually, and they're a hoot. You know, the man wrote so many songs, and they can be interpreted in so many different ways. And what's fun is I was singing along with you just now on Your Cheating Heart, and I didn't intend to. It's pretty hard not to.
Sure.
The man just wrote so many great songs. Let's get back. I want to be sure we get some more music, and what do you want to do next, Lynn?
Well, I'd like to do an old gospel number that Hank Williams wrote entitled Calling You. The song we led off with actually came out after his death. We were talking just a little bit about how he never made it to Canton, Ohio. He died on New Year's Eve, 1952. Cheatin' Heart came out in the early part of 1953. This song we're going to perform for you now is from the historic December 1946 Sterling Records session. That was his first real recording date under the auspices of what was a jukebox company out of New York City, Sterling Records. Fred Rose got it together, and four sides came out of that date, including this song and two other gospel numbers. When God Comes and Gathers His Jewels, it was a big hit for Molly O'Day and her Cumberland Mountain folk. And a song we may do a little later in the broadcast, Wealth Won't Save Your Soul. Here is Hank Williams calling you. Ready, folks? Mm-hmm. Two, three, hey. When you strayed from the fold and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? As you journey day by day and temptation comes your way, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you follow in His light, He will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Hear the Savior, son. And when your soul is burdened down and your friends cannot be found,
can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
If you follow Him each day, He will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Oh, Big Rock getting his licks in there. And I'll tell you, I was looking away for a minute listening to that song, and I said, where's the banjo? And Big Rock playing high up on the hollow body of guitar there beneath you all for a minute. I heard a phantom banjo. Just
he can do anything on that thing. That thing will tie your necktie.
Are you a banjo player too? Yeah, it came in, and I'm thinking, where is that?
I wondered what you were looking around for. I thought you might have been looking for the Savior.
No. I heard in the mix I'm hearing is a little different than what you're hearing, and Andy's doing a great job. You on the radio listening at home, you're hearing the same thing I'm hearing, but and he had you off sort of to the side, and I'm thinking, where is that? And I found you. Tell me about the instrument. Is that pretty old or?
No, I think it's somewhat recent. It's a Gretsch Electromatic.
And did it come with the die there? There's one dice cube.
It did.
Really?
Yes. I can't get it off. I've got new pegs, and that one won't come off. I need a Dremel tool.
Is there a reason they do that? Is that part of the interesting? I figured that was customization just for you. I guess that's why they call it rock and roll. Okay.
Oh, right.
Nice one, Larry.
Sorry.
Nice, Larry.
I'm not going to go for doubles. Don't worry. If you're just joining us, this is Slim Forsyth, along with a wonderful-sounding vocal group, and accompanied by washboards, some other rhythm. There's a cowbell in the room, a tambourine, and some clapping hands, known as the Payday Loners. We're talking about a concert that is going to be really, it's more than a concert. It's a hootenanny of sorts this coming Friday night at the Lawrenceville Elks in honor of Pittsburgh Cares.
Moose.
We're talking about elks this earlier this morning.
Yeah, right.
The Lawrenceville Moose is where it's going to be. 11:29 at the Saturday Light Brigade. What's next?
Hey, we'd like to do an a cappella song, or as the Italians say, al dante.
People always forget. People never play their instruments on a cappella songs. I've
know.
Noticed.
What's up with that? Now, this is an old gospel number that I've heard Hank Williams perform live on the radio on one of the health and happiness shows that he did out of WSM in Nashville. And listening to his old radio broadcast and the Mother's Best Flower shows, which have recently come out, that made a huge impression on me. A lot of what we do in a live show actually sounds more like an old-time radio broadcast. We do a lot of the banter, a lot of the shtick, and so this one's real close to my heart, and it's called I'll Have a New Body, and it's especially poignant with respect to Hank Williams because he was, throughout his entire life, he struggled with chronic back pain, and so when Hank Williams sang this song, it really meant something deep and something special to him. This is I'll Have a New Body, I'll Have a New Life. Ready, folks? Let's get in the neighborhood here. On that resurrection morning when all dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Won't it be so bright and fair when we greet our loved ones there? I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home.
Praise the Lord,
redeem me, I shall stand. Be no more sorrow,
be no sin,
no be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
When old Gabriel blows his trumpet and we walk those streets of gold, I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
No more pain, worry, sorrow in this wicked world of sin. I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home in the eternal. Redeem me, I
shall
stand. Be no more sorrow,
be no pain,
there'll be no more strife.
Praise
in the likeness
in
of my Savior, ready to live in
paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord,
I'll have a new life.
Whew. Oh, that is really, really nice. It is really good to
good
hear
stuff.
You in this format.
Yeah,
playing.
Well, I got to thank Big Rock, who just kind of brought this whole concept and laid it right in my lap. He said, you know, let's get some vocalists and let's... Well, it started... Rock is the guy that first got me listening seriously to Hank Williams over 20 years ago now. But recently, he really got into some Stanley Brothers stuff, mm-hmm. and he was sharing that with me. We started kicking around the idea, man, wouldn't it be great if we could pull that off live on stage? And Melissa and Jen and Don rose to the occasion, and... you know, we're doing these songs so well, we probably should learn them.
No, they do sound good. And I'll tell you, there's a million ways to do a song like that wrong. There's pretty much only one way to do it right.
Well, thanks.
In terms of the harmonies to get them right. And you guys sound just terrific.
Well, coming from you, that's high praise, Larry, because I know what a connoisseur of great roots music that you are and what you do to keep it alive every week. And so thanks.
Well, shucks. And it's neat, actually, too. You're talking about WSM I picture you as a boy tuning in, right, to WSM and here in Pittsburgh. WSM is out of Nashville. You can still hear WSM in Pittsburgh, and you can still pick up the Grand Ole Opry that way. In fact, you can do it tonight. I usually do it in my attic when I want to do it because the higher up you go, the better you can get it. Mm-hmm. But there's something about that crackly sound coming out of the radio and hearing that voice from the ether that makes the music sound even better, I think.
I agree, and I appreciate everything you do to keep that spirit and tradition of old-time radio alive.
Thanks. We've deliberately kept some of our stations at lower power and made them harder to tune in just for that reason.
Are you kidding me? Just. That might be a little too big of a commitment to old-time radio.
No, actually, right. We have such a strong network now, and we're adding a station in West Virginia a little later, probably before the end of the year. We're excited about that
for
more music of the roots. So I see we're reassembling here. We have a couple people sitting down.
Could I throw out a couple of thank yous?
Of course.
Just a couple of shout-outs. I always, first and foremost, want to say hello to my cowboy sweetheart, Patsy, listening way up in them old North Hills. And you see the beautiful examples of some of the pictorial display that we're going to have on the wall. Hank Williams posters, photographs. She put that whole thing together. She made the tickets. She made the dinner for two certificates for dinner at Needs Hotel. She made the poster. She's going to be the VIP table hostess with the mostest on the night of the event. The gatekeeper. Nobody sits down without Patsy. Patsy's okay. Anyway, thank you, darling, for everything you've done to make this a fabulous night. I want to say hello to my dear friend Laura Chrisman, listening up in the South Hills, and all the folks back at Needs Hotel, home of the famous fish sandwich there, my home in Lawrenceville at 55th and Butler. A few more things that I'll get to down the trail. Thanks, Larry.
You know, it's a big day in Lawrenceville, or a big weekend.
Absolutely.
It's the 150th anniversary of the explosion at the Arsenal.
Right, that's going on right now.
We were talking about that early this morning, and if you're just tuning in, at the History Center, they're doing a cold case investigation with Cyril Wecht leading experts and a jury to try to figure out what caused that explosion. And also, they'll be talking more about it at an event starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in Lawrenceville at the Arsenal itself.
Yeah, they've done a fabulous job. I've seen some of the media coverage of that. My buddy Jude Wojarnik is big in the Lawrenceville Historical Society, and he was one of the people that worked on that. And I walk through the Allegheny Cemetery 4 or 5 days a week, and I frequently pass the memorial to the many young people who died in that explosion.
Yeah, and Mary Freely Calland was on the air this morning, who is somebody I've known for a long time, but she only recently began writing historic fiction, and she just completed a book called Consecrated Dust, which is about the Arsenal, and particularly written from the perspective of the women working in the Arsenal, who would roll explosive charges and do things. I haven't read the book yet, but it's very interesting, the role that women played in that facility. And I think they were there on the day of the blast.
Yeah, and that was overshadowed by the fact that the Battle of Antietam began that day, which I didn't know until I heard some of the news items about this big event in Lawrenceville today. That's right down there at 40th and Butler, and on the other end, pretty much at the intersection of Butler Street and 51st, is where the Lawrenceville Moose is, where we're going to be next Friday night, Friday, September 21st. It's in back at the Sunoco Station, right at the intersection of Butler and 51st. So, yeah, a lot of great things going on in Lawrenceville. I'm very happy to call it my home. How about another song?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd like to do a duet now. We're going to feature Melissa on a couple of numbers during our Hank set Friday. And so let's run. This is a beautiful, kind of dark, haunting Hank Williams, Audrey May Shepherd duet entitled Lost on the River. Let's give it a try. What do you say?
Lost on the river, dark as the night, just like the blind, praying for sight, drifting along, heart filled with strife. I'm lost on the river of life. Once, dear, I thought I knew the way.
Forsyth and the Payday Loaners. Boy, that's a good name.
I love that name. I like it.
Payday Loaners is pretty good, too. they are talking about the 20th anniversary Pittsburgh Cares concert. Pittsburgh Cares continues to innovate. They have their new mini grants that are being given to kids to do special projects now. You can learn more about them at pittsburghcares.org. They're also, they are the organization that helps you find a way to volunteer your time if you are too busy to make a long-term commitment, or if you would prefer to learn about lots of organizations rather than one. They can help you spend a little bit of time here, a little bit of time there, and also leverage your schedule when you have availability to come to different organizations. And from your perspective, it helps you a lot because you can get different volunteer experiences. And from the perspective of organizations served by Pittsburgh Cares, it helps level out their volunteer needs. So a great organization, PittsburghCares.org.
Yeah, I kind of refer to them as a volunteer broker. That's kind of what they do. They match up the people who want to help with the organizations and people who need the help. And they've been a fabulous team getting this thing going. They pulled me into a meeting in early June, and they said, Slim, we like your idea about a Hank Williams tribute show at the Lawrenceville Moose. We're trying to figure out a good way to celebrate our 20-year birthday. You think you could get that together by September? And I jumped right in, and with the help of a lot of people, here we are now. And could I talk just a second about the fabulous VIP packages that we're offering?
You certainly can.
Well, as you know, general admission
these
to the
show. Benefit, these do benefit charitable causes.
That's right. All the proceeds... All the proceeds from the $10 ticket admission price, including the VIP tickets, go to Pittsburgh Cares. The enhanced participation of our VIP patrons helps us cover some of the other costs of the event. And these packages are only going to be available for about another 48 hours. Probably first thing Monday morning, we'll be halting online sales of VIP packages. It'll be just general admission tickets at $10. A pop after that. So, folks listening, if you want to go the VIP route, you've got just 2 days to do it, and you can buy them online at PittsburghCares.org.
That's where you'll find information and all of this benefiting PittsburghCares.org. And benefits are tough to put together, and it's great that everybody's working together to do this. Lots of bands, lots of information, and you'll find more information available for you at PittsburghCares.org. Slim, what? There's so many songs that Hank
wrote. Well, I got one in mind. If the Payday Loaners would indulge me and will deviate slightly from our chosen path, this is not a Hank Williams number, but it's one that I want to send out to my dear Aunt Abby. I want to say hello to all the Forsyths listening far and near, and particularly my dear Aunt Abby way out in California, because Aunt Abby knows somebody who has written a biography of Stan Jones, and Stan Jones was the composer of Ghost Riders in the Sky. And I'd want you to hear the arrangement I've got with this outfit, Larry, on this beautiful old song, my favorite cowboy song. Ready? This is for you, Aunt Abby. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. And all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cow he saw out through the ragged sky. And up a cloudy draw, their brains were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. the sky, and he saw riders coming on, and he heard their mournful cry.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-oh. Those riders in the sky,
their faces dark, their eyes are blurred, their shirts are soaked in sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. No, they're bound to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses soaring by. As they ride, hear their cry.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Those riders in the sky.
2, 3, ride. He heard one old man call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell and riding on our range, well, cowboy, change your wicked ways, or with us you shall ride, and you will chase the devil's curve all across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo.
Slim Forsyth and the New Payday Loaners. And, you know, that's an appropriate song for Hank Williams anyway, let alone your dear aunt Abby, right? Abby?
Absolutely.
And, you know...
Abby, absolutely.
Yeah, we could compete on this, and it would be a lot of fun for dear Abby, dear Abby. But... I was looking, and you'll get a chance to see these when you come to the benefit on Friday, but I think it was Patsy put together.
Absolutely.
She's has reproductions of the original posters to Hank Williams shows that are beautifully printed, and they are really fun to take a look at. And also to see your dad on here, Slim, especially in this one that juxtaposes the two of you performing. It's great. You know, Slim's dad, Frank, appeared on KDKA, if my memory's right,
that's
television.
Correct.
And really was a local personality. And it's got to be fun for you to carry on that family tradition.
Well, it is, and that's why I took the name Slim this time around, because of the stories my father told me about Slim Bryant and his Wildcats. Mm. And I got to say, Larry, I met Slim Bryant through the Saturday Light Brigade. I was listening to your program one morning, and you were talking with him.
Yeah.
And later that day, I went and met him. It was 1 month after his 100th birthday. Talk about a Pittsburgh treasure.
Yeah, and boy, was he just an amazing man to have on the air with us.
And he was a frequent guest on Duquesne Showtime, which was the name of the variety show that KDKA-TV had in the early 50s. And my dad was just a kid then, but he performed with Slim Bryant and many, many of the stars of that era.
If you're just joining us, this is Slim Forsyth and the New Payday Loaners. I think we've got time, I would say, for two more songs.
Great.
Great. I hope that'll work out okay for you guys.
Yeah, and, say no more.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do another one that really features the vocal prowess of this outfit, and then we'll end up with Hank Williams' number after that. But this is a song that Jenny brought into the group and said, hey, let's give this a spin. It's an old spiritual called I Wanna Die Easy When I Die. All right? I wanna die easy when I die.
I wanna die easy when I die. I wanna die easy when I die.
Shout salvation as I rise.
I wanna die easy when I die.
I wanna die easy when I die. I wanna die
wade in the water.
I wanna die
wade in the water. Children,
I wanna die sometime when I die. Shout salvation as I rise. I wanna die.
Very nicely done, and you know, I've known Jen for a long time. Jenny, as you call her,
Wayland, Jenny, the Deutschtown diva.
Right,
and you know, I've heard Jen sing praises. I've heard her sing out, but I've never really heard her sing. And you've got a great voice, and the juxtaposition of those songs, the three songs, was terrific, and just you guys all, there isn't anybody hiding at all in this group. You guys could all front this band if you chose to.
Well, actually, Melissa does front the band of her own, and so does Rock.
Yeah. And, well, Rock, what's the name of your band?
I play with a rock band called ATS.
Okay.
The greatest live power trio to ever total an Econoline van on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in a snowstorm.
Well, I know ATS. I know ATS, and I didn't make that connection at all. What about you, Melissa?
The band I'm in is called Junk Fingers.
Yeah. That's not one I know.
No.
Like the name.
We haven't been together that long. About 2 years.
Yeah.
And they do that song, It's Nature's Way of Telling You Something's Wrong, that old spirit.
Thy spirit. Mm.
I love that. They do a lot of interesting material.
Yeah, watch out for the bad finger people so they don't sue you. But I we're probably okay.
Goldfinger.
Yeah, there's a lot. Ladyfinger, Butterfinger. That's a new game. Here we go. Well, it's terrific to have you here, and we should. You're Mr. the man of many percussion talents. Don is
washboard, tambourine. He does a little bit of everything.
And
takes it high, takes it low, just like old Doc Carter used to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, Don, you're singing high and low. You've got quite a range.
Not simultaneously, though. He's still working on that.
Mm-hmm. There's a way to do that somehow. Well, look for these guys and women being called Slim Forsyth and the new payday loaners. Look for them at the Lawrenceville Moose this coming Friday night for the big show, which starts at 8.
The doors open at 6, and the music starts at 7 with the Mavens leading us off.
Oh, very good. Rick Malice and company.
We're going to have 7 different bands, and we're going to play last. We'll probably take the stage sometime after midnight.
It would be horrible if there had been an absence of Malice. I'm glad the Mavens will be there.
Right. All right.
That one was way too easy.
No, I'm not touching that
yeah.
one.
That's Rick Malice and the Mavens. Thank you, all of you, for being here today. Thank you for tuning in to the Saturday Light Brigade. Here's one more number from Slim Forsyth.
From that same December 1946 Sterling Record session, let's take it home with Wealth Won't Save Your Soul. Ready? As we journey along down life's wicked road, how selfish are we for silver and gold? You can treasure your wealth, all your diamonds and gold. My friends, it won't save your poor wicked soul. For when God calls from his home up on high to your earthly wealth, you must say goodbye. And then it's useless to you if you've strayed from the fold. My friends, it won't save your poor wicked soul.
Beautifully done. Thanks to all of you, each of you, and make sure that you visit Slim's website. Look for all of the people here and all of the great bands that are going to help celebrate Pittsburgh Cares anniversary this coming Friday. Doors open at 6. Music starts at 7 o'clock. Thanks to everybody with us today. David Michael King, who is going to be talking about his year of living simply, a modern-day Walden, the year he spent living in a teepee. That'll be taking place today at 3 o'clock as part of Carnegie Library's People's University series. Corey Wittig from Teen Labs at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh talking about the September 19th grand opening at Carnegie Library of a new creativity center for teens, and we'll be on hand to help open that. 12-year-old vocalist Sarah Krastman performing during our Youth Expression Showcase, and the recently mentioned Mary Fraley Calland talking about her book about the Allegheny Arsenal, which is called Consecrated Dust. Thank you for being with us today. Most importantly, thanks to you. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on public radio.
Google Town.